It's quiet this morning in Charleston Harbor, but that wasn't the case on February 17, 1864. That night, a crew of Confederate troops embarked on a historic mission aboard an equally historic vessel. A technician at a museum in Charleston, South Carolina, is picking rust and barnacles off the hull of the Hunley, the very first submarine to ever sink an enemy vessel in combat. The Hunley's target in 1864 was a Union frigate called the Housatonic, and right after the attack, the sub disappeared. Researchers think it was damaged in the skirmish where it sank to the bottom of the ocean just outside of Charleston Harbor. The Hunley sat there for 136 years, until a team led by maritime author and explorer Clive Cussler found it. Shay McLean was with him.
The first time I went down, it was zero visibility, first of all. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face, and so you were on top of the sub before you knew it. It was just there.
McLean was part of the team that did the detective work to help track down the Hunley and raise it to the surface.
And there I was, nose to nose, literally, at the bow of the sub. And I took time and I paused and I reflected. This was a gravesite, not just a shipwreck, but a tomb of sorts for these young men.
8 Confederate soldiers were squeezed inside the cigar-shaped iron submarine, which measured 40 feet long and just 4 feet high. None of them returned. What's left of the Hunley is in a museum laboratory in Charleston, where efforts are underway to preserve its rusting hull. While the submarine may currently reside in South Carolina, Shay McLean does not, and it's in his hometown of Mobile, Alabama, that there's another side to the story of the Hunley. At the History Museum of Mobile, visitors can turn a mock-up of the large hand crank that made the Hunley's propeller go. Jacob Lawrence is the museum's curator of exhibits.
This was all man-powered, meaning that if you stopped cranking, there was no more forward propulsion and there was no more air.
Outside, next to the retired battleship USS Alabama, is a full-sized model of the Hunley based on drawings made by an eyewitness. The message from people like Jacob Lawrence and Shay McLean is that Alabama's Gulf Coast has bragging rights that extend beyond mock-ups of the Hunley. Historian Sid Shell counts himself among them. He says financier Horace Hunley paid for the Civil War sub to be built and tested in and around Mobile Bay.
Hunley built another boat in New Orleans, known as the Pioneer. When Farragut ran the river and showed up off New Orleans, they sank that boat and brought all their plans and came to Mobile. And here in Mobile, they set about to build another boat.
And it was stories of the Hunley and its ill-fated voyage into history that filled the head of Shay McLean when he was growing up.
Since a small boy, I've heard about the Hunley. Hunley being built in Mobile, it's something that I think a lot of Alabamians and Mobilians in particular have heard about and known about for many years. And I always heard about these brave gentlemen who sacrificed themselves for the cause they believed in. It's almost like meeting your heroes.
The Civil War was the source for a number of technological advances, ranging from canned foods to the ironclads like the Monitor and the Merrimack. Shay McLean says Mobile's role in creating the Hunley ranks right up there.
You could, in fact, say that Mobile was the Cape Canaveral of the Confederacy. There were a lot of things going on. People were implementing ideas that had never been tried in warfare before. And a lot of these things have carried on and used successfully at later times.
Bragging rights aside, the primary mission now is to keep the Hunley from deteriorating further. Back in Charleston, Mike Scafuri is an archaeologist currently working to preserve the Hunley. Overlooking a large pool containing the ship, he explains part of the process.
The most important thing with any marine artifact is to keep it wet. We have to keep the submarine damp. We don't let it dry out. And so you'll see over top, running the length of the submarine, a series of hoses, and these are designed to allow us to spray water on the submarine while the tank is drained.
If this effort is successful, it might also preserve the story of the Hunley and its Mobile connection for future generations of kids like Shay McLean, who grew up on stories of the elusive Civil War sub. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Mobile.